Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi folks, you're very welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Donoghue. This week we're dealing with perhaps a slightly more serious topic than we would normally cover. We are discussing Fair Deal. When I say we, I mean myself and my colleague in Irish Country Living, finance journalist Margaret Nolan. Now, to be fair, it's less discussing and more Margaret, who knows loads about this topic, sharing her information with me. I'm just listening. I won't even attempt now to give an overview of Fair Deal because Margaret does a much, much better job of explaining all this than I ever could. There's loads of great information in there. And for anyone who this is applicable to them or their family, it is a really good listen. If I do say so myself, I hope you enjoy. Margaret, you're very welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Now, I keep you here all day, Margaret, talking about my own personal finances and getting a bit of advice on that. I haven't claimed tax, I think, since 1994. We've more important issues now to deal with. We're going to talk a bit about Fair Deal today.
Okay, that's fine with me. Yes, you can talk to me about your personal issues another time, if you like.
Yeah, we'll keep that offline, maybe.
Good idea, maybe. Yes.
So, Margaret, there's been a lot of chat about Fair Deal lately. You had a really great comprehensive article in Irish Country Living last week about it. But I suppose even just take it back a step further, go back a step. What is Fair Deal, Margaret?
Okay, basically, way back, I think it was in Mary Harney's time, Fair Deal came out because there was a need for people to be able to afford to go into a nursing home. A lot of people were needed the nursing home care, but they couldn't afford it. So this was brought out by the government at the time. It was called the Nursing Home Support Scheme. So there's been various amendments to it since. But the one thing that was really important is that there seemed to be an unfair way within it that farmers and business owners were being disadvantaged by the fact how it was calculated as regards how much you would contribute if you needed or a member of your family needed nursing home care. So that has been going on for about the last 3 years. So back in July this year, the amendment came through. It was signed off by the Oireachtas and the President, and it should be enacted into law within 90 days of that date, which will be around the 20th of October this year. So as from the 20th of October this year, basically it has made it into a fairer deal for farmers and small business owners. And the big difference that has happened previous to now, if you owned a dwelling house and you were a personal person and you needed nursing home care, the value of your nursing home was capped after 3 years. So you contributed to your nursing home care for 3 years. So you paid 7.5% of the value of your asset. But at the end of 3 years, then it was capped and you paid no more. You still paid your 80% 80% of your accessible income to the contribution for the nursing home care, but the 7.5% of your asset value was capped. With farms and small businesses, that...
Hi folks, future Anne, just cutting back in here. I know I said that I would let Margaret explain all of this, But just my luck, Murphy's Law, the podcast cut out for about 10 seconds, possibly at the most important moment when we were discussing the actual changes to the Fair Deal. So I'm just going to come in and explain what Margaret was saying there. Obviously, she was discussing the situation of farmers and small business owners. So with farms and small businesses, there was no cap on the 7.5% asset contributions towards the nursing home care. But now with this new amendment, this contribution is capped at 3 years, like everyone else. So that was the quirk in the system, which has now been rectified. And I'm going to give you back to the main podcast again. And so this will be fixed now on the 22nd of October.
Yes. So as from the 22nd of October, when the HSE are calculating how much you as a nursing home person or a nursing home person that needed nursing home care, the financial assessment will now take into account that the value of your asset, either your farm or your business, is now going to be capped at 3 years. Now, that makes a hell of a difference if you're talking about maybe an 80-acre farm, which is worth about 800,000. And of that, you were paying 7.5% of the value of that per annum as your contribution to the nursing home. Now you will only pay it for 3 years. But the big regulation within it is that you have to appoint a successor to run that farm for 6 years or to run your business for 6 years. And they have to sign a declaration, or we call it an affidavit, to state that they're willing to do that and they're committed to doing it. So that's the big plus, yeah.
And has there been any reaction to that, so having to appoint a successor, positive or negative?
Well, before when you went into a nursing home, because you went into a nursing home maybe because it was because of an accident or it was an emergency case, you had to appoint a successor anyway. So you did have that facility was already there. Generally speaking, within a farming community, there is somebody coming along that might be successor, or maybe not legally there at the minute, but does work and help on the farm. Or else maybe it might be a husband and wife and the successor is the other partner. It really depends. You know, everybody kind of makes their own, but you have to appoint a successor to be able to avail of the Fair Deal scheme. That's the important bit.
And Margaret, I suppose, obviously, prior to these amendments, over the years, farmers were obviously, and business people were unfairly disadvantaged with Fair Deal. What would people have been doing previously to get around this? Would they just have had to transfer the farm out of their name, leave it to someone before they went into the nursing home?
Well, there's two things there. As part of the nursing home assessment or Fair Deal assessment, there's three parts to it. Basically, there's a care needs assessment when you apply for it. There's a financial assessment when you apply for it. And if you feel that you haven't got the wherewithal to pay for your nursing home care, you can avail of a nursing home loan. Now, that nursing home loan then becomes payable once you pass on. And it's the first thing that has to happen from the farm once the nursing home resident dies. So that's the legal piece that has to happen. So it's deferred until the date that happens. Now, if you can't afford to pay for it, you'll only pay. You see, the whole idea of Fair Deal is that you only pay what's fair for you. So you only pay what you have. You don't pay.
That's what it says on the tin.
But with some person, if they thought maybe they needed nursing home care, they thought, well, if I pass on my assets, maybe I better do something here now, because otherwise my farm, I'm going to have to pay 7.5% of my farm value as a contribution. But when the HSE are assessing you financially, they will look back and see when was those assets passed over. And if they've been passed over in the last 5 years, they will include the value of those assets in your financial assessment. So it's not a good idea to do that. It's called the clawback. So basically, it's to make sure that people were honest and that they didn't take advantage, you know. But if you plan ahead, you should be able to manage that. You know, nursing home care is something that maybe all of us will need at some point in our lives, hopefully not, but at the same time we need to plan for what will happen if you're not able to look after yourself, particularly if you live by yourself maybe, you know, and you have a big farm or you have a big business. You need to have some succession plan in place.
Okay, so you would kind of see this, I suppose, Fair Deal is coming under the realm of succession planning in general, kind of.
Yes, absolutely. It should become part of it, because if you own anything, you need to know what's going to happen to it if you're not around any longer. So you should have some kind of a plan right through your life, I suppose, really. But particularly at the coming up near your retirement age, what's happening? What's going to happen now? What are you going to live on if you do pass on the farm? All of those things need to come into account. Yeah, absolutely.
And your advice, Margaret, would be to be, I suppose, around retirement age to be starting looking at this?
Well, when before retirement age, I would think. Because if you think about it, as regards to the various tax planning rules and regulations around if you want to pass on an asset, a business or a farm. There are certain reliefs you can avail of, but you have to be at certain ages to be able to avail of those. So at the age of 60, it's a little bit late. You'd want to be thinking at least at 40 or in your mid-30s, maybe, what's going to happen to this farm if I'm not around to run it, or who's coming behind me, or whatever that case may be. Yeah, you just need to plan ahead.
Okay. And I suppose going back to these new changes that we touched on at the start, Margaret, what has the reaction been like to them so far? Positive, negative?
Well, I'd say very positive on behalf of farmers and business owners, because they've been waiting a long time for this, because really and truly they have been a bit disadvantaged. Up to now, they could have been paying high contribution costs towards the cost of care for either a loved one or for their spouse or whatever, up to now, and there'd be no cap on it, and they'd have to come up with that substantial sum of money every day. So ultimately, or every month. So for that reason, it's a great idea that this is now capped at 3 years. So you no longer, it was a big financial strain and probably a mental strain on a family to try and plan for this if it happened kind of suddenly and you had made no plan in place at all. So it's with relief, I'd say, that they're delighted that this has now gone through, you know, and everybody will have welcomed it. The nursing home owners will welcome it too, because they probably are closer to lots of people as well. As regards people maybe that are waiting to go into nursing homes and waiting to see would the law change or has it changed, when does it change? But under this new regulation now, and as from the 21st of October, if you're in a nursing home for, say, 2 years and you have appointed a successor, that will now be capped at 3 years. So you'll only have to pay for one more year and then you will be at the cap of it. And then from there on, you will just pay your 80% disposable income as opposed to your 7.5% of your value asset.
Okay.
So that's a really good thing.
And what kind of money are we talking about here now? Because my knowledge of nursing homes now is very limited. What's the average cost of nursing home care in Ireland?
Okay, it depends on a couple of things. There is two bodies that look after nursing homes. There's what we call HICRA, who look after the regulations to how a nursing home is run. And we have the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which decides what your nursing home can charge a resident. So it really depends on their assessment of that. But a nursing home cost can vary anything from 900 euros a week up to maybe 1800 euros a week, depending on where it is, what type of a nursing home it is, and maybe too, what kind of care do you need? Remember that the Fair Deal scheme will only contribute towards the cost of nursing home care, but just the basic cost. It won't cover anything like if you need extras in nursing home, you need to be part of the, to do any part of the facilities, that you want some of the, you'd like to get your hair done, you'd like a newspaper every day. They're kind of normal things that you might like in a nursing home that you're able for. The nursing home Fair Deal scheme does not include any of that. It's just the basic cost of your bed and board in the nursing home, which is anything, could be anything. Say on average, it's about 1,000 a week. So that's about 52,000 a year. That's
a very substantial sum of money, more than the average wage.
Yes, it is. And if you think the average time that somebody spends in a nursing home is 3 years, that's 150 grand. So it's a huge amount of money to have to come up with if it happens unexpectedly and you've no planning in place.
And I suppose, you know, how is Fair Deal calculated, or how is the cost calculated as to how much you pay?
OK, so basically it depends on your income and it depends on your asset value. So if we say, if we use it just a farmer and an acre farm, that farm on average is worth about 10 grand an acre. On average, that's 800 grand. Say they own a house, say the house is worth 150. That's 950,000 they have of value, asset value. So if that person needs to go into the nursing home, they will pay 7.5% of that 950,000 as a contribution towards their care. If it's part of a couple, they will pay half of that. They will pay 3.75% of the 950,000 as part of their care. Then we'll go to the income side. The income side then includes basically, what are you living on? Is it a pension or whatever you have? You pay up to 80% of your disposable income towards the cost of your care. So if you're earning 250 euros on a pension per week, you pay 80% of that as part of your contribution. So that's exactly what you... So overall, that could work out at about 40 grand that you would be paying per annum from the 80-acre farm plus your, say, your contributory pension. It would work out about 40 grand. But once the cap is in place and you've appointed your successor and your 3 years have run, so you've paid that amount for 3 years, that could be as little as $7,000 or $8,000 once 3 years cap is fixed. So that's the difference between the new regulation and the old regulation, I suppose, is the best way I could say it. Yes.
And on that asset value, Margaret, just practically on the ground for someone, say, who needs to pay that 7% of their assets, does that mean selling land to be able to pay that?
Well, they can avail of the nursing home loan, so they don't necessarily sell anything. So they could defer it until the person passes on, or, you know, they can be taken from the estate. But there may be occasions where people might have to sell something because they're not in a position to pay it, or they don't want a loan, or whatever the case may be. But generally speaking, it wouldn't necessitate somebody to sell something, but it could, yes.
And then on your income, say, for example, just to give a nice round figure there, say someone's pension is €200 a week. Does that mean then that they would only have, if they pay 80%, they'd have €40 would be their income for themselves, for what, say, for the paper, the hair, whatever else they wanted?
Yes, it would. Actually, that's what it means. Now, if they're part of a couple, they'll only pay the 40% of the income value. So that would be half of that. But yes, if it was just one person, they'd pay up to 80% of their accessible income. Yes.
Okay.
Nursing home, you might not need a whole heap of money anyway, because it's covered, your costs are covered, so it's only for your extras. But at the same time, there's plenty of things not included in the basic bed and board.
Yes, that would have been big in the news a couple of years ago, wouldn't it? Now, Margaret, I have a few questions in here from readers off the back of your article last week, which we will link down in the show notes below this. And I might just, these are a few questions that come up off the back of it. So, if you're already in a nursing home on Fair Deal, will that time count now with the new regulations?
It will, on consideration that you have appointed a successor to your farm or your business. It will count then. So say you're in nursing home already for 2 years and you appoint your successor now, that will count. So you'll have only one more year that you'll have to pay the 7.5% and the 80% accessible income. The 7.5% will be capped at the end of year three. And from there on, you'll just pay the 80% accessible income. Yes. It will be. But you will not get a refund on the payments you've already made. That's the disadvantage there.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And just from another reader as well, is it a good idea to give some of my assets if I think I may need nursing home care? We kind of touched on this already, but...
Yes, well, I suppose you always wish to get advice if you decide you'd like to pass on any asset at all, or get some proper legal advice and proper tax advice. But if you intend to pass on your assets in the event that you think you might need nursing home care, and you're doing it so that you won't have the asset value, that's not a good idea, because there will be a clawback piece there, because in the financial assessment, you have to declare what you owned in the last 5 years. So if you've passed them on in the last 5 years, it'll be included in your financial assessment. But if you've passed them on longer than 5 years ago, well, then that won't be included.
And Margaret, do farmers generally plan for long-term residential care?
The word out there would be that they do not, that they leave it to the last minute, and it's a surprise. Most of the nursing home owners would be in agreement with that. They say they don't really plan. It's kind of last minute, and then they find they might have a problem with it because they have no funds available to pay for this nursing home care. So often it's not, then they'll find they'll have a nursing home loan that'll need it to be paid from their estate, you know, if something like that happens. Yeah, no, they don't tend to plan too far in advance, I'm afraid.
Because I suppose it's something that maybe none of us really might want to face up to, but it's probably easier to put a plan in place sooner rather than later. And myself, I'd be the worst in the world to put a plan. I would be one of those people with the big nursing home loan, because I wouldn't have gotten my act together, but you know.
Well, I think Irish people live in their own home, so as much as possible, they tend to do that. So maybe in the care needs assessment that's done by the public health nurse, if you feel maybe there's a need for nursing home care or some kind of care, the person is assessed, and maybe the best place for them is in their home, and they can get a care package that's funded by the HSE, perhaps. Somebody comes into your home and gives you a few hours help every day, and maybe that will be sufficient for some people. It may not be sufficient for others, though, because some people would have higher care needs. So maybe that's an option. people or respite care or daycare centres, or, you know, there's a whole heap of stuff out there in the community that people can avail of. Meals on Wheels, you know, it really depends on how much help you need or how much care you need.
And if someone's listening to this now, Margaret, and I think maybe we're bringing you more into the realm of health now than finance, so we'll stop after this. But if someone is listening to this and it resonates with them that maybe this is something that my family needs to get their ducks in a row with, where do you start? Where's a good place to start with regard to even financial advice for nursing home care?
Okay, I think I'd start now. As of the 20th of October, the new rules will come out in a document. So your local support office, your local nursing home support office will have all the up-to-date documentation that you might like to maybe read up on. And that might be a good starting place to have a look at, see what's really involved, what will it mean for me and my family. So I'd say that's the place to start. They already have a lot of documentation at the minute, but it is all being updated because of the new regulation. And I know they haven't received it yet from the HSE.
Okay. And finally, Margaret, in general, from your kind of from word on the ground, do people feel that this Fair Deal scheme, these changes have gone far enough?
No, I'd say there's mixed opinion about it, because first of all, the Fair Deal hasn't really dealt with the fundamentals of that. Everybody needs different types of care. So I might be a good enough person at 75 going into a nursing home, but I might be able, but you might need a very specialised type of care. But at the same time, I would still pay €1,200 a week and you would pay €1,200 a week, but you need an awful lot more care. And nursing homes are not really being, that's not really being serviced for them. There needs to be a funding mechanism that must be resident focused, so that it's particularly for the particular care that that resident needs. The funding of that should be different from the person that doesn't need as much care but still needs to be in a nursing home. So I think that's one area that hasn't been really been taken care of. Another area is because the NTPF only really pays for bed and board for the person. It doesn't pay for any of the extras. And for some people, the extras could be quite a sizable amount of money per week, because they need extra, not just newspapers and getting their hair done. They might need extra other things as an older person. And those things are not covered under the Fair Deal either. The state will only contribute towards the basic cost of nursing home care. So that's two things that need to be done, I think.
Could they be even things like occupational therapy or physiotherapy or those kind of additional maybe health needs?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, any of those things. None of those things are paid within the scheme. Yeah.
And the different levels of care makes total sense, because obviously you'd hear more pre-pandemic, but you'd hear about the resident from the nursing who'd be able to go down to the pub arguably during the day and have a pint or something. But then you have residents who would need 24-hour care. So I completely get you there. There's different levels.
Well, particularly if you're suffering from dementia or something like that, you really need a lot of care then, that you don't wander off and that you're safe all the time. And so for those type of people, and there's a lot of, dementia nursing home residents, and they do need a serious amount of care and an awful lot, a lot of more care than maybe just an elderly person that's actually still okay, really, except they can't live by themselves. But it's good that there's other options out there now too, that, you know, people can live more in their homes, you know, that the technology side of living in your home is improving. And I think that's a great idea. And that's a new kind of phenomenon, really, that you can have various technologies in your house that can sense or can notice that there's something happening with you, and they can send off alerts to other places. They're not cameras now, they're not invasive. Those kind of things are happening. So the home care sector is improving. And it's a growing thing.
Fantastic. Well, these changes are coming into place from the 22nd of October.
Yes, that's my understanding. I saw it written somewhere else. It was the 20th of October. But whatever the case, it's 90 days from the day that it was signed into law by the Oireachtas and the President. So that's in around those two dates. Yeah.
Around the same time that we'll be getting the nightclubs back open. So there'll be not the ages, but there's something for everyone in the audience coming in October.
I am really looking forward to that, Anne.
I can imagine, Margaret.
It's going to make a big difference to me, yes.
If you're looking for someone to go to Coffers with, just hit me up.
No problem.
Margaret, thank you very much for coming on the podcast here. We really appreciate your very, very practical advice. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Anne. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.